Well, praise the Lord and God bless everyone. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr., and I serve as the co-pastor along with Dr. Yara Hess Jr. at the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center in Battle Creek, Michigan. We're so thankful for this word of hope for today. Today I have a message specifically for the Spirit-filled believer. I want you to hear this word. It's a great revelation, and if we will follow this, our lives will be so much better as we follow the word of the Lord. In the book of St. Luke, Luke 6 and 28, it says, "Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you." I've been working on this message for about 3 weeks now. I have just so much information, and I just want to make sure that I get it out the right time. I feel this is the right time to get out the beginning of this word, because it's a powerful, powerful word that I believe every Spirit-filled believer will benefit from if you will hear the word of the Lord. I want to talk to you today about when Spirit-filled people refuse to take the bait. When Spirit-filled people refuse to take the bait. Here in the book of St. Luke, the 6th chapter and 28th verse, is a wonderful passage of scripture. It tells us what we are to do. The Bible tells us to bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. Now, this is a deep, deep message. I won't be able to get to all of it on today. I probably won't be able to get to a full layer, and it's probably about 20 layers. But I just want you to know, part of this passage of scripture is found in the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, as an anchor to this St. Luke 6 and 28. I just want you to know that the enemy absolutely cannot defeat a Spirit-filled believer who refuses to react, who refuses to retaliate, and who refuses to take the bait. The devil, the enemy of our soul, he has a strategy, and his strategy can only be successful if we respond to the bait. The Spirit-filled believer, you have a shield. You have the shield of faith. You have all of the things that come with the whole armor of God. But I want everybody to know, especially the Spirit-filled believer, that the bait is the devil's oldest strategy. The enemy cannot destroy Spirit-filled people directly. So the enemy, he tries to draw you out. He tries to pull you down, and he tries to provoke not your spirit, but your flesh. And the bait is always emotional. It's offensive. It's irritation. It's agitation. These are the baits that the enemy use to try and get the Spirit-filled believer to take the bait. A lot of times, there are spiritual distractions and discouragement and deception and relational users, abusers, and manipulators. All of these come to try and get the Spirit-filled believer to take the bait. Jesus himself, here in St. Luke 6 and 28, he gives us the answer. Whenever the enemy comes to a Spirit-filled believer, Jesus specifically told us exactly how we are to respond. He said we are to bless them. We have to bless those agitators. We have to bless those haters. We have to bless. I know. I have a saying. I've heard it before. I've used it many times. And that is, we do not reward bad behavior. Bad behavior will come back time and time again. The devil does not need to defeat Spirit-filled people. He just needs Spirit-filled people to react. The bait is your reaction, your response. Those that despitefully use you. I'm really going to be preaching on that in just a few weeks. The bait is always wrapped in people, because the enemy, he uses spiteful users, jealous spirits, sometimes petty critics, people that drain your personality, people that try to manipulate the relationships, not because they're powerful, but because they are accessible. You cannot allow the enemy and despiteful users, you cannot allow them access into your Spirit-filled life. The enemy uses bait. Bait is designed to pull each one of us out of our Spirit-filled position. And the enemy knows if he can pull Spirit-filled people out of your peace, out of your posture, out of your prayer life, out of your sanctification, the enemy knows he can pull you out of your assignment. If he can pull you out of your peace, your posture, your prayer life, and your sanctification, and your Spirit-filled life. Spirit-filled people, we have the vision to see the bait before we touch it. Spirit-filled people will not take the bait unless they lose their sight, because Spirit-filled people see the bait before they touch it. Spirit-filled life and sanctification, it gives us discernment. Discernment gives us distance, or we distance ourselves from the bait. Distance gives us dominion. And a Spirit-filled person, a Spirit-filled believer, can say, I see the trap. I see the spirit behind this. I see the enemy's fingerprints. I refuse to be moved. I'm going to pause right there just for a moment. But for years, at least 30 or 40 years, I've been given the illustration that I heard years and years ago, where there was a lion that is just a metaphor. Sad that he was going to retire and just go and spend the rest of his days in a cave. And he went and got himself in a cave. And other animals realized that there was a lion in the cave, and he would never come out. And so from time to time, animals would go in to see what the retired lion was doing. And when they went in to see what the retired lion was doing, the retired lion rose up and attacked them. And so time after time, animals went in to check to see what the lion was doing. But that was a fox that would go past the cave, but he would never go in. And one day the metaphor, it goes and it says that the lion and the fox decided that they would just sit down and talk. And the lion asked the fox, how come out of all the animals that came into his cave, how come the fox decided not to come into the cave? And the fox said, I saw all of the tracks going into the cave, but I didn't see any tracks coming out. You have to know that there is a trap. And spirit-filled believers, we see the trap. We see the spirit behind what the enemy is trying to do when people despitefully use us. Spirit-filled people, eyes see the spirit behind the person. We see the spirit behind the person that is trying to fight. We know that we have to resist the wiles of the devil. Spirit-filled people, stop being offended, and we have to start being aware. Because spirit-filled people, ears can hear the enemy's whisper in the conversation that is trying to lure us into a trap. Spirit-filled people, they can hear when the tone is wrong, when the motive is wrong, when the timing is wrong, when the spirit is wrong. And instead of reacting, spirit-filled people, we stand. The devil loses power when spirit-filled people refuse to react. The enemy's entire plan collapses when spirit-filled people refuse to take the bait. The devil needs to get the anger, the frustration, the retaliation, the emotional reaction, the wounded pride, the offended spirit, in order to complete his assignment. His assignment is not to get us to pray. His assignment is to get us to take the bait. When spirit-filled people refuse to react, the trap breaks. The scheme collapses. The spirit behind the person is exposed, and the enemy loses access into the life of a spirit-filled believer. We don't fight back. The spirit-filled people, we stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Ephesians 6 and 11, which goes with St. Luke 6 and 28. Apostle Paul, he tells us to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand. Again, spirit-filled people don't fight back. Spirit-filled people stand back. And we stand on the word of God. Standing is not weakness. Standing is warfare. Spirit-filled people, we don't fall for emotional warfare. The devil cannot defeat a spirit-filled believer who stays calm, who stays prayerful, who stays holy, and who stays spirit-led. Because when spirit-filled people refuse the bait, God fights the battle. I said when spirit-filled people refuse the bait, God fights our battle. When spirit-filled people refuse to take the bait, God steps into the situation. God defends what spirit-filled people refuse to fight. And when you stay spirit-filled, God says, I'll handle it. God handles the despiteful user. God handles the liar, the manipulator, the agitator, the spiteful spirit. God elevates what the enemy tries to aggravate. I said God elevates what the enemy tries to aggravate. The enemy is trying to aggravate you. And we spend most of our time, whenever we are attacked because we refuse to take the bait, then we are somewhere where we're disgusted, we lose our joy, we lose our peace, we lose everything if we're not careful. But every time spirit-filled people refuse the bait of the enemy, spirit-filled people, we pass a test and we qualify for a promotion. The spirit-filled people respond is what shuts down the devil. What is our response? The response, Jesus said, is there right in front of us in Luke 6 and 28. Jesus said, bless them, pray for them. That's what God wants us to do. Spirit-filled people, we respond with silence when the flesh wants to speak. There are many people in the cemetery today who could have used this lesson. They spoke when they should have been silent. Prayer when the flesh wants to argue. Blessing when the flesh wants revenge. Peace when the flesh wants chaos. And especially discernment when the flesh wants drama. You have to discern. The Bible says, Jesus said in Luke 6 and 28, pray for them which despitefully use you. Not because they deserve prayer, but because spirit-filled people deserve peace. The prayer is not about the despiteful user. The prayer that you're praying that you won't take the bait is because you deserve peace. The revelation is, and I'm trying to get across on today, the devil cannot bait what God has spirit-filled. When spirit-filled people are real, we don't fall for traps. We don't respond to foolishness. We don't get pulled into drama. We don't let people provoke the flesh. We don't let users drain our spirit, because spirit-filled people are too focused, too grounded, too spirit-led, too armored, too mature, too seasoned, too surrendered. The power of refusal is what I'm talking about on today. The devil's trap only works if you touch it. The bait only works if you bite it. The scheme only works if you react to it. So what do you do when the enemy comes in like a flood? The Lord is going to lift up a banner. He's going to lift up a standard. He's going to help us to know what to do whenever the enemy comes in like a flood. We are to pray for those that despitefully use us. But when spirit-filled people refuse to take the bait, the enemy is exposed. The trap is broken, the assignment is canceled, and the believer stands strong, and God gets the glory. Spirit-filled people don't take the bait. Spirit-filled people take a stand. And so the bait is the devil's oldest strategy. And Jesus tells us in Luke 6:28, bless them that curse you, pray for them which despitefully use you. This message today is to encourage the believers not to have to waste so much time praying to regain their strength, praying to recover from something because they said something or they allowed what others said to affect us spiritually. All of that can be eliminated once we learn and practice how not to take the bait. I'm not saying that people's behavior should be rewarded. What I am saying is what Jesus told us how to respond. Jesus told us to bless them, pray for them. If we could just learn that lesson, it'll save us a lot of heartache. It'll save us a lot of drama, because the devil's bait is always a person with a spirit behind them, because the devil cannot defeat a spirit-filled person directly. So he has to use bait. People use a wrong spirit, a wrong tone, a wrong motive, a wrong assignment. The bait is the curse. The bait is the insult. The bait is a disrespect. The bait is a manipulation. The bait is a despiteful user. So the devil's goal is not the person. The devil's goal is your reaction and your respond, because the bait is designed to pull spirit-filled people out of their sanctified life, because the enemy wants you to be irritated, offended, reactive, emotional, fleshly, distracted. Because if the enemy can pull you out of your sanctification, he can pull you out of position, because the bait is always timed. The devil waits until you're tired or drained or stressed or vulnerable or even distracted. Then he sends the bait. Jesus exposes the bait and gives a counter strategy. Jesus did not say, ignore them that despitefully use you. He did not say, avoid them that despitefully use you. He did not say, fight them that despitefully use you. He didn't say, expose them that despitefully use you. What he did say is what we miss. He says, bless them and pray for them. Why? Because blessing breaks the bait. Prayer disturbs and destroys the trap. Blessing is a weapon. Blessing is not weakness. Again, blessing is spiritual warfare. When you bless someone who curses you, you refuse the bait. Prayer is your shield. When you pray for someone who despitefully uses you, you break the enemy's access point. Because prayer is not for the person. Prayer is for your protection. The bait is designed to block the blessing. Again, Luke 6:28, Jesus said, bless them, pray for them, forgive them. When you do that, the enemy knows if the enemy can stop your spirit-filled living, he can block your blessing. And I don't want the enemy to block any of my blessings. I just want to stand on the word of the Lord. Listen, this is just an appetizer here. I'm going to get into the pulpit and I'm going to preach this word, and it's going to bring great revelation. Thank God for those of you that listen to the word of hope exclusively and only on WFPM, your miracle radio station. God bless.